KXCI Community Radio, in partnership with Tucson Values Teachers, is proud to bring you a teaching moment to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week, May 6th through the 10th. We want our communities to understand that teachers are experienced professionals and that their contributions to students, our communities, and future is paramount. Here is KXCI Youth DJ graduate, DJ Plutonium.
These extraordinary educators are included in the 2018 honorees of the Distinguished Raytheon Leaders in Education Award in partnership with Tucson Values Teachers. I'm here with Patricia Vogel.
Hi, Marco.
What makes you proud to be a teacher?
I'm proud to be a teacher, specifically working with middle school students, because I have over 300 students a year. So I switch them halfway through the year, so I get a whole new group of faces right after Christmas. And so to see 300 eighth graders, just eighth grade, every single year, I know that I have a direct impact on a huge group of young adults.
Do you have a philosophy about teaching?
I would say not a philosophy, so to speak, but a couple of my go-to things are to admit your failures and mistakes, especially in a group of eighth graders. You want to, as an adult, I think it's important to have role models that show you that failing is just a step towards success. And then the other thing that I've learned a lot this year is to only focus on what you have control over. So there's no sense in complaining or worrying if it's not something I can change. And I try to teach that. That one's hard.
Great answer. What does it mean to be a teacher leader?
That one's tricky. I'd say all teachers are leaders, right? Don't you think? I think a teacher leader tries to not only set good examples for their students, but for the other teachers in the building. Is always willing to learn new things, which is tricky because you get stuck in habits sometimes. So I'd say a teacher leader is someone who's willing to grow in their own practice, even if it's not easy or fun sometimes. A teacher leader also does things outside of school, you know, not just during school hours at school with students, but sometimes outside of school with other teachers or outside of school with students. I was with a teacher maybe an hour ago this morning, and we were doing a Tucson trash cleanup. So we were talking all about how we can take Tucson trash cleanup back to school.
That's great. What are some of the challenges you face in your classroom?
I teach engineering, okay? And only engineering all day long. So I'd say the biggest challenge in an engineering classroom is acquiring the right materials to make our projects sturdy enough to actually withstand, like, the real world. So I don't just want to make projects that are models. Sometimes I want to make the real deal for them. So acquiring materials has always been a challenge, especially if I don't want it to just be a disposable project at the end, but more something that they can work and adapt once they're out of eighth grade even.
Tell us about one of those light bulb moments that teachers live for when you see your students in moments of learning and engagement.
So we see them all the time in the classroom, and everyone wants to see them in the classroom. It's like a proud moment as a teacher to see the light bulb moment. But I also coach track and field. And so I saw one at our last track meet where a student got high jump for the first time. So they just kept practicing and practicing and practicing, and they could never meet a 4'2 height. They're 4'2 themselves. So they were trying to jump over their own height. And 4'2 was like their mental block. And they finally got it, and they didn't even know that it was 4'2. So we learned that it was totally about perseverance and a mental game. It was after she jumped the height that I was like, "Did you know that was 4'2? And she said, "No, it wasn't." And I said, "But it was. And go read it yourself." So I think it's even cooler to see the light bulb moments outside of the classroom in other life learning experiences.
If there is one thing that you'd like the community to understand about being a teacher, what would that be? What can the community members do to better support teachers in Arizona?
I think sometimes community members who aren't directly impacted by young students or even middle school or high school students don't think that they should have a say or want to have a say in what goes on in our schools. So I think the biggest thing to tell the community would be that teachers are awesome and administration is awesome and parents are awesome, but it's not just them that are needed to help raise the children. Like, if you see a store clerk and that clerk is the nicest, most polite person ever, then that student sees more people in the community and other roles in the community as good leaders and role models. So I just think the community should continue to get involved with students and education in schools, even if they don't have young people in their own lives.
Great answer. Thank you for coming to KXCI.
Dude, you're awesome.
Thank you.
What grade are you in?
6.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm in 6th grade.
You can find out more about Teacher Appreciation Week and TVT's mission at TucsonValuesTeachers.org.